Investment flash.
Gas over $4 a gallon. Oil spiking on Iran and midterms around the corner. If that's not a hidden tax, buddy, I don't know what is.
Good morning. It's Monday, July 21st, the London edition of Investment Flash. I'm Marie with Tom and Gerald. Let's get into it. Tom, you're not kidding. U.S. gasoline topped $4 last session, oil above 90 before pairing on peace proposal rumors. The whipsaw was wild, up on casualties, down on a headline. Extreme headline sensitivity.
And the U.S. oil fund is up 82% year-to-date, still 19% below its 52-week high. The risk premium is real, but one de-escalation headline, and it could reverse 10% in a session. I'm watching it, but it's like juggling dynamite.
Yeah, look, the political dimension is even bigger. Bloomberg and FT both point out this is a midterms headache for Trump. $4 gas is a visible tax. The consumer discretionary ETF already down 3.2% year-to-date and near lows. That's the second order hit.
See, Gerald, that's exactly my point about structural risks. Higher energy costs filter into everything. It's not just a pump price, it's a CPI problem. And with the Fed blackout, nobody's talking about it.
Fair. So watch the oil fund, but also watch energy stocks. The energy ETF up 27% year-to-date. If peace breaks out, they get hammered. It's a pure geopolitical bet.
Diplomatic progress, the ultimate short seller.
Right, crushes your oil lungs and your energy equities in one afternoon.
Buddy, it's the kind of headline that makes you want to trade on a Bloomberg terminal in a bunker.
And Tom, your buy call on the oil fund from yesterday, up another couple percent. The momentum keeps going.
Right, buddy, 82% year-to-date. But, like we said, headline risk is wild.
Speaking of things that could blow up, Segro rejected Prologis's sweetened £13.5 billion bid, $18.2 billion. The board left the door open, so they expect more. Segro shares are at a takeover premium, but if Prologis walks, it's a long way down.
No way! Segro already up 26% year-to-date, near highs. That deal momentum is real. I'd be buying Segro for a higher bid. What's Prologis gonna do? Just give up?
Hold on. The risk is asymmetric. Prologis could easily walk if the premium gets too rich. They're already up 14% year-to-date, but still below their 52-week high. No deal, and both stocks could bleed. I'd hold Prologis, not chase Segro.
To be fair, the FT has been on this story for days. The market's pricing a 50-50 chance of a bump. It's a classic mergers and acquisitions arb, but with geopolitical noise, risk appetite is fragile.
Fair point. Geopolitics does make everything riskier.
Exactly. It's all connected.
Okay, semis are bouncing pre-market after a brutal 10% weekly tumble. AMD up 3.5, Micron up 4, the chip ETF over 2%. JPM says it's a summer buying opportunity. Morgan Stanley warns of a difficult second half. I'm with JPM. Tech earnings this week could reignite the rally.
Six bottles later, Tom's buying the dip on memory.
Fair, but this one feels different. AMD up 3.5%, Micron up 4%. There's real leverage here. JP Morgan sees a buying opportunity, and I'm with them. Tech earnings this week could turn the tide.
Tom, the chip ETF bounce was only 0.4% last session after a 6.9% drop. That's a dead cat, not a conviction rally. Morgan Stanley's overcapacity fears are real. I'd watch, not buy.
Tom, remember when you said semis were cooked in Q2? Now you're buying the dip.
Fair, fair. But look, Nvidia's down only 4% over the week, and AMD and Micron have massive leverage. If earnings come in hot, this is the entry point.
But if they don't, the sell-off accelerates. The sector divergence is huge. There's no consensus. I'd rather wait for confirmation than catch a falling knife.
The bond market's not giving any clarity either. Yields rising despite the tensions, as bearish for growth stocks.
Right, let's talk bonds. Treasury yields rose last session, 10-year climbing, dollar steady. Goldman Sachs warns inflation is broadening out, contradicting Warsh's goal. The long-duration Treasury ETF near 52-week lows. TIPS ETF at their lows. Stagflation light, anyone?
That's the trade, Marie. Sell long-duration Treasuries, buy TIPS. The long bond ETF down 0.75% last session. And if inflation broadens, nominal yields have room to run. Short bonds is crowded, but the trend is intact.
But Gerald, if stocks sell off on war or earnings, bonds could catch a bid. The 10-year yield rose last session, but that could reverse fast if risk assets...
That's why TIPS are the safety valve. Real yields matter. Goldman's call is on inflation broadening, not just nominal growth. The TIPS ETS at 52-week lows is cheap protection.
Tom, your bond optimism surfaces every time stocks wobble. I'm short bonds and sleeping fine.
Oh, I'm not long bonds, buddy. I'm just saying it's not a one-way trade.
But here's the interesting part. Some consumer names are running. Domino's Pizza up 7% pre-market on revenue beat and order growth, despite an earnings miss. Goldman upgraded Yeti and Urban Outfitters, both up over 4.5%. Stock picking matters.
For real? Domino's is down 22% year-to-date, so that's a potential turnaround. Yeti's up 7% in a week, near highs. Urban Outfitters still off its high. I'm buying these. Selective consumer strength.
But look, if gas stays at $4, discretionary spending gets squeezed. XLY is near lows for a reason. These are exceptions, not the rule. I'd need more than a Goldman upgrade to bet against the macro.
Fair. It's a stock picker's market.
Exactly. You can't just buy the sector.
Right. But that's tough for passive flows.
Talking speculative, Hut 8 popped 12% pre-market on a $9.8 billion 15-year lease for AI data centers. That's a crypto miner pivoting to AI hosting, up 97% year-to-date, but forward PE negative 54. High risk, high reward.
Tom, 97% gain already. The good news is priced in. Revenue visibility from the lease is solid. But if AI demand falters, this thing crashes. And I don't love paying a negative PE for a narrative.
But Gerald, the lease is real. It validates the pivot. However, I'm worried about the systemic risk from off-balance sheet AI financing. Nikkei Asia has a piece today. Big tech's hidden debts for AI infrastructure hit $1.65 trillion. That's not on their books. If AI returns disappoint, it's a financial crisis rerun.
Whoa, Marie, that's the most original take. Hidden debts, opaque structures. It's exactly what we saw pre-2008. The market is only pricing the upside. That's the real risk.
Right, so while Tom's chasing Hut 8 on a 12% pop, the liability side is building. If AI capex doesn't pay off, these off-balance sheet vehicles blow up. I'm with Marie. This is a macro risk nobody's talking about.
And it connects to our stagflation light view. Energy costs up, bonds selling off, consumer under pressure, and now hidden debts in the AI bubble. This is the underpriced second-order political risk for the election.
But speaking of AI, Alibaba rose 3% pre-market after previewing their Quinn Max model, down 22% year-to-date, but cheap, a 13 times forward PE. If this model is competitive, Baba could reignite.
Tom, it's a Chinese AI story in a trade war. Execution risk and regulatory issues persist. The pop is nice, but I'd wait for proof. Plus, the dollar is steady, so currency risk is real.
The AI development is going global. That's the narrative. But I agree with Gerald. The China discount exists for a reason. It's not a clean trade.
Quick one. Jersey Mike's set IPO terms could hit an $8 billion market cap. Backed by Blackstone. It's a consumer listing rebound, a bellwether for IPOs. Worth watching.
Buddy, I love a good IPO. Subscription sandwiches meet public markets. What's not to like? But we need pricing, so just watch for now.
Ugh, guiltier.
Okay, let's step back. Our view, markets caught between geopolitical risk and tepid tech. Oil whipsawed.
Semis trying to bounce, bonds selling off. It's stagflation light, and nobody loves the menu.
The cleanest expression is dispersion increasing. Active over passive makes sense. Consumer strength is selective. Domino's, Yeti, Urban Outfitters. But the macro is sour. Stock pickers market.
In the counterargument, if we get a peace proposal that sticks, oil could crash, energy stocks drop, consumer discretionary rallies, semis could rip on strong earnings. So the risk is two-sided.
But the missing coverage, if gasoline stays elevated into August, it feeds CPI and becomes election ammunition. The market isn't pricing that political risk. Goldman's inflation broadening is already happening. That's the underpriced danger.
And the hidden AI debts, if that unwinds, it's systemic. So while we trade the micro catalysts, the macro risks are building under the surface.
Right. The hidden debts are scary.
Exactly. Nobody's watching the liability side.
Story of every bubble.
As always, none of this is investment advice.
And before we go, the full digest with charts and sources is at investmentflash.com.
That's it for the London edition. We're back at 9 a.m. New York time with the New York edition. Hit follow on Spotify if you're just finding us.